The following program is paid for by Pipe Dream Entertainment.
Frat boys about to save the world on this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I am Kevon Bordelon, your host, and boy, do we have a raucous, rowdy, rip-roaring episode coming your way of the show. Before we get going, though, do not forget, your first hour of Implicit Bias is brought to you by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress, Louisiana's only certified master tobacconist, Rene Girard. He's there to help you find whatever it is you might want or need. Pipes, tobacco, stogies, go see Rene. He's the certified wizard of tobacco. He is the stogiest. Okay, so let's dive into this weird, wild, wacky stuff that's going on in the world today. And yes, we've been made fun of. We've been ridiculed in the last few years. We've been villainized. We've been parodied all the way back to, what, the 1970s? But frat boys really have just been the target of so much good-natured fun. So much subject matter is out there. And as of late, a lot of vitriol. And yes, they've done some, well, maybe a lot of this to themselves. See, fraternities, and well, sororities for that matter too, have kind of been viewed as elitist. Maybe they're responsible for some of that reputation. But this is 2024. You see, 2024, it's opposite year. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, let's see. Democrats or leftists are hungry for war. The people who tell you they're inclusive are actively excluding certain groups and doing everything they can to cancel those who don't adhere to their philosophy. Yes, the very same people who denied the 2016 presidential election are attempting to jail someone else for denying the 2020 election. Yeah, it's an election year. That means it's time for pandemics and protests, which only seem to happen every 4 years. And that brainwashed lifestyle is giving birth to its own version of Rosemary's Baby. So see, if Rosemary's Baby was the opposite of good, the baby was the Antichrist, for those who don't know, then the evil leftist's reversed spawn can only be the potential savior of good in the American way. And that spawn right now seems to be the frat boy. Yes, the red-blooded, skirt-chasing, beer-funneling, prank-playing, non-studying, up-all-night, sleep-all-day, testosterone-overloaded frat boy has spoken in 2024. And what did he say? He said, "This is the way." Now, if you missed it somehow, maybe you were under a rock in the last couple of 3 or 4 weeks. I don't know. Maybe you passed out after a frat boy-esque bender. I don't know. But anyway, if you somehow missed the obviously organized protests on campuses all across the country, you may have also seen the equal but opposite reaction to those protests. It started perhaps with one of the most frat boy campuses we could ever ask for, right? So the frat boy of frat boy campuses could be Ole Miss, but maybe even not there. It actually started at North Carolina. Then it went to Ole Miss. And if you haven't been to Ole Miss, it really is a beautiful southern campus. Maybe the most beautiful in the country. It's old oak trees, stately Greek row homes, just a stately institution of southern learning, complete with the legendary Ole Miss frat boy haircut. Seriously, it's been a thing for decades. The last 2-3 weeks, however, an amazing mullet of a young man gathered with his brethren and told the organizer of AstroTurf susceptible, useful idiot protesters where they should go and potentially how they should get there. And it's certainly not in this country. Now, before we get too deep into this, I don't care what they're protesting about. I also will defend their right to protest. But when you remove an American flag from its mast to replace it with a flag from another country, we got a problem. This is apparently what set off the counter-protest of fraternity brothers who decided to dole out some mob justice to the mob of morons who thought it was a good idea to replace the American flag. Ole Miss was just the start. LSU campus experienced almost the exact same scenario. The Fighting Tigers of LSU, which, by the way, was the name of the 7th Louisiana Infantry Regiment, lived up to their name by fighting with the protesters and officially drowning out the green tenters who somehow found their way to Baton Rouge. It's said that a fire is started with just a spark. Hopefully these young fraternity men have provided that spark in a country, a patriotism in a country that needs a spark in the worst way. See, it's been really a long time. It's been so long that many of us have just been polite. We've kept quiet, just walked away, turned the other cheek, simply wanted to be left alone. See, we figured if we just ignored the American-hating leftists that they'd go away. Instead, they were bolstered by a complicit media supported by people paying for their protests, their tents, their food, and their bricks. But now, our implicit bias is hoping that that all it takes is just one frat-tastic outburst for the rest of us to stop walking away from the confrontation. Don't restrain it. Just say it. Whatever you've been thinking, voice it. See, we've known the words we need to say. They won't come from us, though. They're the epitome of truth. Speaking of real truth, honestly, those who haven't heard it in their whole lives maybe need to hear it, and this might be our only way out. It won't be received well. They won't like it. They'll yell. They'll scream. They'll scream at the sky and at you. But damn it, it's time for the conversation from us, even if it leads to an unhinged, emotional, lack of logical argument screaming match from them. As Kenny Rogers once said, sometimes you gotta fight to be a man. And of course, we are speaking proverbially, but maybe it's time for red-blooded young men in this country to fight verbally for it. And don't worry, young Padawan, we are right there with you. Why? Because we know what the good book tells us. Mark chapter 13, verse 11 starts with, "But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Spirit." So when do young men speak truth? Speak kindly, but do it plainly. Lead the way by speaking not what you think, but what you know. Speak not your words, our words, but the words of our Creator. He'll give you the thoughts, the phrasing, the kindness. The courage can come from him. It could also come from our weekly whiskey, from our weekly whiskey partners at New News Markets in Youngsville, Scott Milton, Maurice. Those words may not get you an invite to summer supper at Mr. Lester's with the crew, but yes, frat boy, don't wait till tomorrow. Say it right now, because we'll come back with more of your favorite Saturday show, Implicit Bias.
The Rustic Renegade has thousands and thousands of unique men's gifts. Here's Caleb Moores.
So one of our biggest selling knives is Out the Front Knives. An Out the Front knife is an automatic knife that just pops out the front. Most people think of them as a switchblade, and they don't realize the many uses that it has. It gives you a great one-handed operation use for a knife.
Why don't you come in, have a cup of coffee with us? The Rustic Renegade and TheRusticRenegade.com.
Renee Gerard, Acadiana certified master tobacconist, owns Piper's Haven at 3916 West Congress, right between Adrian's and Gilbo Road. How many cigars are in that humidor?
A lot.
100?
Oh, more than that.
Way more than that?
Way more than that.
It don't matter?
Thousands of cigars.
Thousands?
Thousands.
Thousands of cigars in the humidor at Piper's Haven. So you've got all these cigars, you've got pipes and pipe tobacco stuff?
I got pipes, pipe tobacco, cigars, cigar lighters, cigar cutters, pipe lighters, pipe stands, Lambergier lamps, the scents. I got everything you need.
Really what you need is a great cigar, great conversation at Piper's Haven.
Yeah, right? And we need some cool weather because it's too hot to sit on a porch right now.
I agree, but that's okay because you got a smoking room.
Yes, we do. It's an air-conditioned smoking room with a big screen TV.
So if you need a haven from home, you've got Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Street, between Adrian's and Gilbo Road. Renee will help you pick out a great cigar.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford Crystal, Swarovski Crystal, and a complete Pandora Jewelry Shop and Shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs, and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicol Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou.
Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Welcome back to Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. We have a fantastic crew for you here in the TSPL. That's the Top Secret Podcast Lair for the Uninitiated. Let me go ahead and introduce you to who is here. We have the man who brings to you hour one from Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress, Rene Girard. He is the CWAT. Rene, welcome back another week.
Yes, well, we've done several weeks, but you know.
We've actually done, I looked at this the other day. We had a hiccup because we had to transfer where the podcast was with regards to all of the episodes. The most recent version of this, we've got 125, 127 episodes, something like that.
I mean, it's going on, what, almost 4 years now?
So we're 4 years, so we probably lost 50 episodes, which is the crazy part. They're out there somewhere in the ether, and every now and then we have a lost episode here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair, but that's okay. I mean, we legitimately lost episodes that posted, but I mean, we've done this, and you've been here at a minimum for, what, two every month?
Oh, at least,
I mean, so you're probably in for roughly half or more of that 127, about half, close to 200. We've done this 100 times, which is really crazy.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot, but I know you've got enough cigars to make every single one of those episodes happened in that walk-in humidor at 3916 West Congress.
Oh, yeah.
And good ones, too, right?
Well, yeah.
The Crux Urbanos?
I don't sell bad cigars.
Is that still the cigar of the month?
Yeah.
It's the Crux Urbanos?
That's one of my favorite cigars. But actually, you know, like Monday night, we were watching the Dallas Stars play.
Okay.
And when I watch the Stars, I have to have a Crux Bull and Bear. That's the cigar that they win with. So
that's what makes them win. Really, really cool. Interesting. All right. Rene, pleasure to have you here back in the Top Secret Podcast Lair at the table with us. Across the table, we have the Rustic Renegade himself. He is Caleb Morse. Caleb, it is fantastic to have you back again this week. But I mean, you're always here. You've made almost more episodes than I have. We're probably catching up.
Yeah,
we're probably
about the same, actually.
Probably catching up.
You know, I want to be 100% honest with you right now. I was sitting here contemplating do a Bobcat Goldthwait impersonation.
Well, isn't that what you do pretty much on every show?
I'm getting better at it, but I'm not audio recording for it yet. So, but be prepared.
Dear Lord, help us. Okay. Yeah. Let's go to the corner real quick while we switch microphones. Walker Griffon in the corner, officially the new pledge for the Implicit Bias crew. Walker, you're settling in over there?
Yep.
I heard you say something between the promo that we record before we do the show and then the first segment. I heard you say you were going to buy a bottle of whiskey.
Yes, I am. It was the High and Wicked, I think it was a straight rye.
Oh, the cask strength rye?
Yeah,
so,
it was good.
So it's amazing how quickly we can convert them. It is amazing how quickly we can actually take someone who is a beer drinker and turn him into a whiskey drinker. Caleb?
This is what happens if you give them whiskey before midnight.
Oh, is he the gremlin? Is that his nickname? He is the gremlin.
You did that to me because I was a beer guy before we started the show, and you converted me to a whiskey guy now. I still like beer, but I'm liking whiskey a little bit more now.
No, it's one of those things that once it gets in your blood, we are now starting to settle in. I think Walker's nickname is officially the Gremlin in the corner. So, or should we call him the Gremlin or should we call him Gizmo?
Yeah, Gizmo.
Gizmo.
Yeah.
He's got to get promoted.
But you know what? He's going to buy a bottle of whiskey. Sam never bought a bottle of whiskey.
No,
he
Sam
was too
cheap.
Cheap.
Sam was cheap.
Sam would just drink the leftovers like at the end of a frat party.
Right.
Okay. So before we go to our last member here at the table, as an official pledge action, I need you to lean into the microphone and scream it like in the movie, "Thank you, sir. May I have another?"
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
You're close. Go watch Animal House. We'll get there. Because you got to give just that wince of pain. Thank you, sir. May I have another? So that's going to be the saying from now on, Walker. I appreciate that. Pledge Walker Griffon, Gizmo in the corner. That's outstanding. All right. To my left, Lee Ritter is back.
Yes.
He who shall not be named on the show is back with us here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair. Ritter, it's fantastic to have you. What do you think of the new digs?
Yes, new digs. Nice. Nice camouflage outside with the litter in the front. And you don't have a clue where you're at. It's great.
Nice, roomy. Still has the swamp air feel to it, so this does feel like home.
Oh no, I'm not sweating. It's 90 degrees outside. I am not sweating here in the chair. If you are, it's probably the detox you're going through.
I'm not in any detox.
You're not a quitter, right? Yeah, we're well aware of this.
Just ride the wave.
Well aware of this. Frat boys are saving the world this week. Ritter, of course, is one, and you know, for those who want to know, yes, yeah, so am I. But we have to dive into our weekly whiskey, as maybe we necessarily, I didn't drink this when I was in a fraternity. I didn't have enough money to drink this when I was in college in any way, shape, or form. So let's dive into our weekly whiskey from our weekly whiskey partners at New News Markets, Youngsville, Scott, Milton, Maurice. We're on High and Wicked this month. We have done the two High and Wicked Rye. We are now on the High and Wicked Cask Strength Bourbon. So I'm really curious, because this bottle has been open. And I'm going to give our people a little inside baseball if you're listening. Look, snafus happen. Data gets corrupted. Things can go south on the back end. So we've already tasted this whiskey. We tasted it when we recorded an episode that if we could ever recover it, it may go down as the great lost episode of Implicit Bias. And we'll put it out there on Patreon in 10 years and be like, hey, if you ever want to hear the episode that somehow disappeared into the ether, this is that episode. But we got into this last week. So the bottle has now been open here in the Top Secret podcast lair for 7 days, which will actually change a lot of things. So Caleb, let's start with you. I'm curious as to, number one, what tasting notes do you get off of this? What do you like about it? How much has it changed in a week is the second part.
So being truthful, I didn't read the notes that we wrote last time. That way, when I tasted it, I didn't want to start a new page, but I could go back and I'm like, yep, still there. Yep, still there. And this is 123 and some change. This is good high proof.
It is.
It's got plenty of kick to it. I'm happy with it. It's got the burn on the back end, but I'm still getting a lot of the same flavor. I'm just getting more of the alcohol content on it now. So it's everything just amplified 10, 15% more. On the nose, heavy vanilla. Caramel chews, and then just a nice spicy finish. On the palate, I put lavender. Y'all all made fun of me off the air, and I brought it back up for no reason whatsoever. I'm still not, like, I don't want to say lavender. I think you're right. It's more floral than it is lavender.
Oh, that wasn't me.
No, you're right.
That was Elizabeth. That was Mrs. Implicit Bias.
Maybe a little bit. It's definitely got honeysuckle. We have honeysuckle down here, and I have brown sugar. Man, it is more floral than it is lavender. But I'm getting the same impacts, the same hits. I'm still thoroughly enjoying this one.
All right. So it's interesting that you say you're thoroughly enjoying it, because I don't think your initial thought on this when you got that taste about 7 days ago when we tried was, I really enjoy it.
Yeah, when I first had it, being truthful, when you look at the bottle, there wasn't much in there. We didn't kill it, but it took me 3 glasses to get to where I was like, all right, yep. This is good.
So maybe this really needed to open up.
I think it did. I think it did. 7 days is a little bit much, maybe, just because normally a bottle doesn't sit 7 days at my house.
Yeah, we're aware of this.
But, man, I think it needed the air. And I really think it just needed to air out, let the aromas kind of work on themselves a little bit, and it made a difference in the bottle.
Interesting. I'm curious, Renee, because you were not high on this initially. Any change for you on any of the flavors? Are you still getting it maybe a little thin, was what your thought was?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get a lot of flavor last week. This week, yeah, I'm getting a little bit more flavor, but it's still not, you know, I've been drinking some heavy whiskeys with y'all, and this one just, it's got, y'all got me spoiled.
Okay, so.
I'm not getting a lot of flavor out of this, because some of the whiskeys we've been drinking, well, even their rye that we did, the High and Wicked rye I was on, that was an awesome whiskey. This, I don't find, has the flavor like the rye did.
So I will agree with you that this is not the rye, but you have to remember what the rye stood up to. The rye stood up to a Colonel Taylor single barrel, barrel proof.
Oh, yeah.
It stood up to that.
Oh, yeah.
It stood up to...
We didn't have as much of that Colonel Taylor,
no.
too. Sam was stingy with it. He gave us a drop.
I wanted him to be stingy.
Yeah. But I was his going away present.
It stood up to Deep Blue, our Infinity bottle here, which has been fantastic. It really, to me, did stand up well.
This is not like that rye.
And I'm going to tell you what I think is the difference. The rye was more oily.
Yeah.
The rye had a little more viscosity to it. It was a little heavier on the mouthfeel.
This feels thin. It feels thin,
but yeah, you can get those flavors on the back end. So, yeah. Ritter, I'm curious as to what you think about this High and Wicked, because this is your initial tasting.
Yeah, never had High and Wicked. New to me. Smell caramel, very heavy. Very, very heavy. It does say sweet mash high rye, so there is a lot of sweetness in this.
And it is sweet.
It is, and it's, as I get older, I like rye, you know, and that is the thing, right? It is thin on the swirl, like y'all were just talking about. A lot of cinnamon for me on the back. A lot of spice, a lot of little lip burn, which is good. I like that a lot. It's 5 years on the age statement, so it's young. Cask strength, probably another 2 or 3 years would be phenomenal, you know. But I like it. It's good.
One of the things that I really, 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 really like about this.
Say it one more time for Jerry's kids.
Really. Yeah. Is the fact that this is 123 proof. And it is so smooth at 123.
Yeah, it dances well 5 years at 123.
Which is kind of a shocker. Normally at 5 years, 123, I don't want to say it's gasoline, but it's close.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like 5 year. No, I mean, when you look at the proof, it tastes like 7 or 8. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't drink like a 120. It drinks like a 90-something.
Yeah.
It's
a lot lighter. 2 to 3 more years at the way they've got it profiled. Could be a real banger.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, in the corner, Gizmo. I'm curious as to what you think about this, Walker.
Not a fan. I liked it better last week. I don't know. Something about this week, I'm not a fan.
Is it too thin? I mean, I see you had Izzo's Illegal Burrito apparently before you came over here.
Yeah, I needed something to eat before.
Are you tasting too much burrito in that bourbon?
No, that was at like 4:30, so that was like 2 hours ago.
But the question is, what'd you have in between? Because that's what matters.
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay, well, that could be an issue. Interestingly enough, do you think this is bad? Well, you had Powerade to drink?
But that was at like 5.
No, I saw you take a sip of that before we were getting...
That was just
eating ice. Yeah, he's just trying to get weight on the stomach, hydrate.
Oh, no, look.
He knows what it's like to associate with us. Like, he's jumped in the deep end.
He did jump into the deep end, and I'm really glad that he's got the routine down pat.
Sam warned him. He's like, look, don't take it out of first gear.
No.
Whatever you do.
If you are going to do this show, show up on a full stomach, number one.
Yeah.
We've seen what happens when you show up on an empty stomach. But I find it interesting because you did have that Powerade. That Powerade will linger. That sweet will absolutely destroy your taste buds.
Might be throwing me off because last week I didn't have anything. So
then now you're going to make me like limit what I eat before I drink.
No, just make sure that whatever you eat is something salty, which we know you're plenty dietarily producing of those. So, or
what were you trying? I don't know what you were trying to say.
I was trying to tiptoe down a line.
Could you see the gears going in my head? And you're like, don't cast it out there. Yeah, Caleb's gonna pick it up.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Seen the video about like Jelly Roll's favorite snack?
Don't go there. Don't go there. That's not. That's where I was trying to avoid without trying to avoid it. So I walked myself into that one. All right. So let's start by rating this on the Morse Whiskey Rating Code. And for those who are not initiated in that, red, I wouldn't drink it even if it was free. Yellow, I would only drink it if it was free. Green, I would buy this. And blue, I would seek this out. Now, we already do have a High and Wicked, the rye cask strength offering that is in Atta Blue. So they've already got one on the board, Atta Blue. Renee, let's start with you. Where do you rate this High and Wicked cask strength 5 year bourbon?
I'm gonna have to go with a yellow on this one.
Okay, so you're going back to a yellow, which is where you were the first time we tried it.
That's where I was. Yep. I mean, it's a good whiskey, but it's not something I would buy. It's just not in my wheelhouse.
Okay, so not bad, just doesn't fit the profile you particularly like.
I wouldn't buy it. So
okay.
Yeah,
Ritter.
As a guy who has a lot of whiskey, I would buy it. I think I really would. The proof shows me something. Not a brand I have, but I would buy this. It's a green for me. It's It's a middle of the road green, I'd say. You know, I don't know if I could say yellow. I would buy it. I would have this for friends to taste and introduce with. I think it's a solid.
I'm with you. I'm absolutely going to put this at a green. I would buy this. Would I like a little bit more out of it? I mean, if we had a little more depth of flavor, if it was a little more deep, maybe another year in the barrel.
That's what I said.
I'm agreeing with you.
I mean, thank you.
Yes.
But the point being, at the proof, for somebody who's scared, this would be one of those, well, let me show you something.
Absolutely.
You know, like you think your 119s, 120s is going to just take your top off. This is not going to do that. And that's why I would buy it and say, at the price, I don't even know what the price is, but probably at the price, you're like, hey, this is one of those that's on the upper end that you can afford, that would be something good to have and say, look, high proof doesn't have to be crazy.
I'm absolutely with you. All right, Walker in the corner. How does Gizmo rate this?
Yellow. I mean, but I would drink anything pretty much if it was free. But if we're going to be honest, most things that are given for free, I'd probably drink if it wasn't like 1,000% disgusting.
Okay, so you're saying that this isn't 1,000% disgusting.
No, I'd drink it if it was free, like right now. But I wouldn't go over there and buy it. No chance.
He's not buying.
I need to bring him the reds.
You need to introduce him to stuff that is. Yeah. You might go, okay, son, this is a little different.
Yeah. We need to initiate Walker to some of the things that are really just bad whiskey. Because even the episodes where Walker was here kind of training when Sam was here,
it's been good.
He got some really good whiskeys. We initiated you with the good stuff.
He's coming in during homecoming. Everything's solid. Chicks are there.
Every once
here.
In a while, like when we get these reds, it's not often, but when you get a red, you're like, that's it.
You absolutely know out of the gate. Okay, so we have a 3-2 vote.
Yep.
I'm assuming, Caleb.
Yep, I stayed with my green. I wrote it down before. It's even still in the same circle. So we have three greens, two yellows.
Three greens, two yellows, officially a green on the Morse Whiskey rating code here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair, which means that it's now time for us to play What Would You Pay? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to start with Caleb Morse. Caleb, you know this High and Wicked 5-year cask strength, a green on the Morse Whiskey rating code. What would you pay for this?
So, I mean, for the proof, for all that proof, everything else that's there, look, a C note's expected, right? A smooth $100 bill. That's what, when I get a 123 that's 5 years old, I know it doesn't really go along with the rule of thumb, but that's where I'm feeling it. That's where I got it.
By the way, what would you pay championship belt chain provided by Luxury Limo of Lafayette is officially out in the Top Secret Podcast Lair. All right, Renee, let's go to you. We'll get you the microphone. What would you pay for this High and Wicked cask strength bourbon?
I'm thinking
$79. All right, Walker, what about you? What would you pay?
$75.
Gosh, man, that's making me rethink everything.
Ritter.
But I'm gonna stick with my first thought was $64.99.
And apparently,
I know the distillery. I think I've got this one pretty close. I think.
So I have to say that I am highly disappointed that only one person here in the Top Secret Podcast there can read body language when Lee Ritter is turned around. Because I know that Renee knows what this cost. I know that Caleb knows what this cost. You don't remember?
No, I'm old. I forgot.
Yeah, you forgot. But I'm sitting here with a thumb going pointing up, up, up every time Ritter turns around.
I think what Renee said was $165.
Wasn't that $175 or something?
I feel like I'm being set up all of a sudden. Is this about to be a train wreck?
You were, but unfortunately,
no, he still won.
Are you? Wait, what? What's the number? Let's get it out. Spit it out.
Your guess was a solid $82.
Yes,
and
it was.
It's on the money. Perfect on the money.
I don't believe we
did
so.
Record it. You can go back and listen to it when it comes on after
so,
you
Walker,
li- after you wear the what would you spend.
So let me pass
milkshake.
This around to who had the 75. Was that Walker?
No, it would have been Renee who had 79.
Oh, well, then he's
so Renee officially wins the what would you pay championship belt chain presented by Luxury Limo of Lafayette. Guys, we got to do better at reading the room.
Where are y'all at?
We'll come back. We will come back with more of this week's episode of Implicit Bias as Frat Boys Save the World.
At Industrial Fabrication Services, we've been serving the oil, gas, agricultural, and refinery industries for 15 years. I'm owner Jonathan Broussard, and I've worked in fabrication and welding, covering a multitude of techniques, processes, and design for over 30 years. Our goal is to be personal and hands-on. Let Industrial Fabrication Services bring your project to life. Call us at 337-330-2326 or find us at ifsllc.net. Industrial Fabrication Services.
Nobody likes to drive around in a grimy ride. Clean that car the Cajun way. Zydeco Ride and Shine Car Wash at 320 Willow and Cajun Car Wash at 510 Lafayette Street in Youngsville are there for you. Our facilities provide you with the best automatic car wash in the Acadiana area. Regulars get a bonus. Buy three washes at a location, get the fourth one free. Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash, keeping Acadiana's rides clean since 2014.
Can't find an Uber or Lyft? Luxury Limo of Lafayette offers scheduled pickups and drop-offs and even airport transportation in style. Get dropped off and picked up in their luxurious 12-passenger Mercedes-Benz Sprinter with limo-style interior or their Cadillac Escalade SUV. Reserve a sleek black town car for a night out with friends or dinner with your sweetheart. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385 or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Spoil yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette. Yet.
Men want to look like men. That means when it's time for a fresh cut, men go where men go. All American Barbering. Licensed barber Nick Duplishan and the staff at All American Barbering do it right. From old school haircuts to straight razor shaves to beard trim and shaping, even boys look like men after a cut from All American Barbering. A veteran-owned business, All American Barbering is located in Broussard at 807 Albertsons Parkway, Suite B. Schedule your appointment to look like a man at their website, allamericanbarbering.com. Remember, men, when you want to look like a man, go to Broussard. Go to All American Barbering.
Hour one rolling on here on this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. In hour one, we are brought to you by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress, Rene Girard, Louisiana's only certified master tobacconist in the TSPL. That's the top secret podcast layer for those first-time listeners out there. And Rene has everything you need in his 553-square-foot walk-in humidor. We're going to talk about our cigar of the month a little later on the show. We're also going to talk about some crazy cigar laws that are trying to be enacted in certain places in the U.S. But in the meantime, those who might buy the cigars, those who might drink a weekly whiskey with us here on the show, those who might partake of multiple weekly whiskeys with us here on the show, number one are the crew. As I said, Rene Girard is here. Across the table is the Rustic Renegade, Caleb Morse himself. To my left is Lee Ritter of Ritter Consulting Group. And in the corner is our newest pledge. Gizmo is pledging the crew, Walker Griffon. Walker, I hope you don't mind. Actually, let me rephrase that. I don't care if you mind. You good with the nickname?
I enjoy a good nickname.
There you go. Because it could be much worse.
I can imagine.
First of all, know that it may not stick. In this group, you could get named something this week, and next week you could be called a poodle. Okay? So don't set your heart on it and don't get a trophy engraved with that first. Second, I'm not in a group. We're an engineering group.
I'm sorry.
And it's on my shirt.
Ritter Consulting Engineers.
I mean, what is going on here?
Wait, an engineering group, like the Corps of Engineers?
No, nothing even close to the government agency.
So nothing even close to the... So what do you call a group of engineers then?
I don't know. I'm not an engineer.
A gaggle?
Probably. I'm not an engineer. I just own the firm.
So you'll be the ringleader.
Engineers. Yeah, yeah.
You will be the ringleader.
I have a group of environmental folks in the back, and we're the rowdy side of the
office. So you store environmental people in the back of your building.
Yeah, and they like it.
Look, just so everybody knows, he is not a ringleader. He is not a kingpin. He is Lee Ritter. We'll figure out a nickname for him, and no, you do not get to pick kingpin.
No, not at all. I don't want that at all.
Well, so his logo's green. What if we call him Kermit?
Oh. I don't look like
that. And then we could do like that. I can't even do a Miss Piggy voice.
I kind of like Kingpin.
Come on, Kermit.
What you don't know, Connor, in all the years I've come on the show.
Did you just call him Connor?
Connor?
You called him my son's
Walker.
Name.
I'm thinking Walker.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
He's too busy.
Another young man with
curly
hair.
He's too busy imagining Gorlock and Miss Piggy.
Oh, bad stuff there.
If you want that... frame of reference, just go look up Gorlok the Destroyer, Jabba the Hutt. You'll understand.
Yeah. For all the years I've been on here and brought whiskey and talked to everything, they've tried to give a nickname. And again, I haven't got anything etched, just so you know.
It's coming. It's coming.
Sure.
It will happen. All right. So speaking of nicknames, I mean, it's kind of a fraternity thing. Everybody in the fraternity gets a nickname in some way, shape, or form. And let's face it, we are a brotherhood here on this show, even with Kathleen, right? Kathleen Terrio, the real deal.
She fits in perfect.
She absolutely fits in. She is part of the family that is the Implicit Bias crew. So it's great to have that brotherhood here in a number of different ways. But I have to wonder if what's happened at universities now across the country, because Renee, I appreciate you. You actually helped me catch this for this week, last week, because it started, this whole universities fighting back started in North Carolina.
Yeah.
It didn't start at Ole Miss. But what's interesting is what's happened since this started and since it happened. It spread to the University of Washington.
That's in Washington State.
In Washington State.
So it started on the East Coast and has made it all the way to the West Coast.
That great bastion of conservative educating locations on the West Coast, University of Washington, Washington State. When it gets there, they're on to something. And what they did to the young man at Ole Miss tells me even more that when I say they, I'm referring to the they that we did the show about, them, the people in control, the people that want to control you, those people.
Okay, background. Did y'all talk about this last week when it didn't air?
Yes.
Okay, so no one here knows.
But that's the point.
Well, that's because the point is everybody here who didn't listen, who wasn't in the room, there's four of you, I'm the fifth one, don't have the background to what you're talking about.
Yeah, but
I outlined it in the monologue. Were you not listening?
No one paying attention.
Were you not listening to the monologue?
I was on my
phone.
Well,
therein lies the point. You had all these protests where there's obvious organization.
Yes.
It happened in New York where a police officer came out. Please don't believe this. Go look this up. Police officer came out and said, it is obvious from the leaflets that are being distributed, there is high organization. They've all got the same tent. Yep. They've all got the same supplies.
Everybody that was arrested was all about the same age.
They normally, if those that get arrested have a pamphlet in their pocket that tells them what they're supposed to do, how they're supposed to say it.
And what's even crazier, a lot of the people who are protesting aren't even students at the university.
They're older.
And if you think this is
26, 27, 28.
If you think this is the first time it happened, or this has happened, you have no clue. Even back when we had protests here in Lafayette, whenever a group came down here, some of them came to my shop to purchase things and then an approved list of what they could buy to get reimbursed.
Oh, Lord.
So you know there's organization behind it. And literally what happened was they were trying to change flags. They were trying to take down the American flag to put up a Palestinian one. And again, I don't care what you're protesting. You have the right to protest. Absolutely. But when you start putting another flag above and superior to the U.S. flag in this country, we got a problem. So frat boys started fighting back. The one at Ole Miss who got all the pub got suspended, then expelled. The fraternity, the national fraternity, kicked him out. And then the university kicked him out of school because they claimed that what he was doing was the gestures and what he was saying, that they were racially motivated. Now, here's the crazy part. How do they know? How do they know? I mean, it is now, and I've seen some of the video, and it's possible there are words that are not in the video or that are in other videos that could be overtly racist. That's possible. Is it probable? Considering that not a whole bunch happened to him right then and there, and the person that he was conversing with didn't get overly upset, probably not. Okay. Renee?
But, well, you know, one of the problems that we have now is we've talked about this before on past shows. There's words now you can't use, which I still do not understand. Words are there for reasons. People get offended and get upset when you use certain words. But you know what? It's just a word.
Well, and
you have to be able to express yourself. And we do have a thing called freedom of speech in this country still.
And some of those words, Renee, apparently I can't say, but somebody else can.
Yeah.
There's a whole different part of that.
So is that not racial in itself, that a certain ethnic
A certain group of people can say something, and another group can't.
But other group can't.
They're protected?
Yes.
Maybe? No? Okay, so I'm looking at the kid's last name, Staples?
I believe so, yes.
Or is that in reference to the guy who used to own Staples?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure. Is it possible? Yes. Is it probable?
Let me tell you, the Staples family's been at LSU, and they're SEC country. An Ole Miss reach is not that far.
No, it's not. That's why I say, is it possible? Yes. Is it probable?
You never know. It could be a second cousin or something. But look, I mean, if you're kicking out a kid for speaking his mind and freedom of speech and protecting the American flag, we might want to check what that university really is backing.
Well, and therein, I think, is the
big... that's the problem.
I think that's the big question, right? The big question is, what is it, number one, what does it tell us about the university?
Well,
that you have all of this going on, and the university isn't punishing the people who are taking over buildings, and in some cases they are, in some universities, but for the most part, they're not punishing the people taking over buildings. They're not punishing the people who are creating the problem. They're punishing the response to the problem. This is like the NFL. This is like where you see one dude throat punch a guy. Actually, let me rephrase this. This is like the WWE or F. You know, you see somebody throat punch somebody, but because the ref wasn't looking, it never happened. When everybody else saw it, the ref turns around and catches the good guy doing something and then wants to get him in trouble. Hold on, we'll go to Renee, then we'll go to Caleb, then we'll go back to Lynn. Yeah.
You know, it just—it's a Southern conservative area.
It's Ole Miss.
It's a college campus.
It's a college campus.
But I'm telling you, those people around there—they're conservative. Yes. The people that live in that area are very conservative. They're not. They don't have an R behind their name, but they're still conservative. They're what was called the Blue Dog Democrats.
They're an old school Southern Democrat. Yes, which is
very conservative. Yeah. So him getting thrown out of a university in that area, I don't know. I don't get it.
I think it goes back to the old adage that we've all heard: sticks and stones may hurt your bones, but college is there to indoctrinate you.
Hold on, where's the bell?
Ding, 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 ding. Okay, look, one other thing about the protests, like, as college students, you get an ID. Why are they not? Look, you can protest on our campus. Come on down. Let me see your student ID. You're free to protest on my campus. Oh, wait, you don't have a college ID? Sorry. Here's the public corner you can stand on. Oh, it happens to be in traffic.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know what I'm saying? Look, I mean, why does anybody from out of state have right to come onto that campus and say what they want to say? And a student who should have protective rights on his own campus as a student who's paid tuition.
Here's the interesting part. It is a public university. So
I get it.
But they can also limit who can go in what buildings and things of this nature.
Let the students speak for students. Don't let people outside speak for the students.
You know what we can't control access to and control who speaks? When we get the finger from the corner, because Sam did teach him that well. I just got the finger from Walker. I mean, the 1 minute finger. So we're going to come back.
The wave.
We're going to come back. We're going to wrap up this hour one of Implicit Bias and start to dive headfirst into hour two of Frat Boys Saving the World.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Let your pictures say more than 1,000 words with us at Nuvo Photo. I'm Danny Izzo. Me and my wife, Mona, will help you preserve all your memories and pictures. At Nuvo Photo, we'll create beautiful portraits of your family, high school, college graduates, and even your pets. We can also offer group pictures for schools, churches, sports, communions, and confirmations. Let our family create memories for yours. Nuvo Photo. Find us online at nuvophoto.com. That's NOUVEAUPHOTEAU.com. Or call us at 337-233-1094. Nuvo Photo. For photos that last a lifetime.
How sweet it is! Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette can satisfy all of your bakery needs. Cakes, cookies, pastries, melt-in-your-mouth pedophores, wedding cakes, and of course, the original New Orleans Doberge cake. Family-owned and operated, let Gambino's Bakery take care of all your dessert needs for your family gathering, tailgate, holiday, or any special occasion. Visit with the baking professionals in Lafayette. Find what fits your taste. Enjoy the sweet life with Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette, 3802 Johnson Street. Call them at 337-406-9066 or online at gambinos.com.
Attention, commercial real estate agents of Acadiana. Take your entire commercial real estate portfolio online with Matterport. I'm Lee Ritter with Ritter Consulting Engineers. Matterport interactive 3D models are revolutionizing commercial real estate. Manage day-to-day operations from anywhere. Accelerate time to market, reduce risk with remote training, and so much more. So give Ritter Consulting Engineers a call today. 337-984-8498 or visit RitterConsultingEngineers.com.
Final segment of hour one of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. We are brought to you by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. Renee Girard is actually in the TSPL this week. Renee, let's really quickly ask the cigar of the month, the Crux Habano?
Yes, Habanos.
Habanos. Okay, yes. So plural. The Crux Habanos. Or is
Habanos.
It?
It's okay. Spanish thing. You know, they put S's and things. It's not really plural, but it's the Habanos.
Okay, so tell us about the cigar of the month.
It's they make it in two sizes, the Toro and Robusto. It's a Habano wrapper, which Habano is a variety of tobacco. A little bit stronger. I would say a little above medium in strength. It's got a little spice pepper to it. Great smoke. You know, and like with most all Crux cigars, the draw is just phenomenal. You get a very smooth draw, burns very well. It's just a very enjoyable cigar.
You need a really deep blue whiskey to go with that. You're telling me it's got a lot of flavor?
Yeah, it does have a lot of flavor. I wouldn't have a problem, you know, going with 100 to 120 proof whiskeys. You want to, that cigar will stay up with a higher strength whiskey.
Awesome. Ritter, you obviously have a question.
I've had a couple Crux. I don't remember which ones. The one was
orange label. That's the Guild.
Okay, so I've had that. That was very good.
Yep,
very
smooth. It's a milder cigar.
I'm on the lighter side. I like those mild cigars. That's the way I go most of the time until it's late at night. Then it's like one dark heavy hit, and then I'm out, right? But no, I've had a Crux that I like them, man. Yeah, I need to come pass by and get a couple of those.
Yeah, and in my favorite cigar, you know, when the Dallas Stars are playing, is I got to smoke a Crux Bull and Bear.
Like right now, and you're not?
They just win. Well, as soon as I leave here, I'm going to the shop and watch the game. And
okay, so one story that we actually had kind of thrown into the mix, which is something we need to discuss. Caleb, feel free to jump in on this one. The Rustic Renegade is also across the table. You heard the voice of Lee Ritter of Ritter Consulting Engineers. Did I get it right this time, Ritter?
Yes.
Yeah, he's barely paying attention.
Yes, my daughter is 12. Yeah, texting me. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Important. And then, of course, we have Gizmo in the corner, Walker Griffon. Let's talk about this one out of Minnesota.
Minnesota.
So
Minneapolis.
Is this the one I sent you this morning?
Yes.
Oh, okay,
so
cool.
If I read this correctly, has the law passed or are they passing? Passed the law.
It's passed.
It's a local and the mayor signed it. It goes into effect December 1.
But it is only, so it's not a state law.
No.
So the state had already passed a law that, you know, it's kind of like Louisiana where gambling is illegal in Louisiana, but gaming is okay.
Legal. Yes.
In Minnesota, you can't smoke a cigar in an enclosed area, but you can sample a cigar. So they have a state law that says sampling is permitted. Smoking is not, but sampling a cigar is permitted. Well, Minneapolis signed a law that in the city limits, you can only sample for 15 minutes per hour.
Yep.
So they
put a time limit in their state. Actually allows their cities
to be more stringent.
It's kind of like, here's the rails, do what you want.
Well, here's the fun part. Because if it's me, I'm going to look at it and say, all right, right now it's say 1:45 in the afternoon. I'm going to sample for 15 minutes for the 1 o'clock hour. Right. And then at 2 o'clock, I'm going to sample for another 15 minutes.
And then you're done. But the problem is most cigars are going to last longer than a half hour.
Yeah. But who's going to police it? That's my biggest thing. Well, when I said it, it's like, are they going to have a tobacco policeman come run around with a booklet and go, sorry, sir, you've been here for 22 minutes. You're getting a ticket.
That's one thing that the law does not stipulate. Right. They don't stipulate penalties, enforcement. You know, there's speculation that they're going to have secret shoppers coming in, watching people, and, you know.
Ooh,
but I now, mean, come on. Now, the thing is, in the city limits of Minneapolis, there is only one cigar shop that you can do that in.
So, Renee, you're telling me that they're going to be put on double secret probation?
Yes, yes.
So, all right, I was just actually reading the law, and it says 15-minute sampling every 60 minutes. What it doesn't say is, does that 15 minutes pertain to one stogie in that 60-minute period?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't stipulate that.
Oh, then yeah, I'm with you. So I'm going to buy three cigars. So,
put it on rotation.
Yeah, I will find a loophole. Look, if there's anything Americans are good at, it's working around the damn law. So I didn't see any kind of stipulation.
It also stipulated in there, you have to purchase it
that day.
You can't bring something from outside into the store to sample in the store, which...
Well, that benefits the store. That's fine.
Yeah. Now, not really. And it was only inside the building proper, right? I didn't see it. Could it be outdoors and then not fall under it?
Yeah, knowing them, they might. It's like, other places, you can't smoke outside unless you're smoking weed, but you can't smoke outside in some spots.
They've got their own Clean Air Act kind of thing in Minnesota. So I would imagine it's addressed in that law, Caleb, about inside, outside and all that. So it's going to be interesting to see. But what happens to the lockers that cigar shops like to sell?
Well, remember,
that's a big thing.
Remember, Renee just said there's only one cigar shop in Minneapolis.
Right, and I read that. Right. And there's 442,000 people there for one shop.
Also,
now where
the law stipulates that you had to have been in business before April 1 of 24. So in other words, no new shops can open it up. This is the only one that was open before that, and they're the only ones that can do it.
Sounds to me like this shop opened, like got this law passed just to continue.
No, because it's hurting. It's hurting him because
it's gonna hurt him. And then what's gonna happen is like in New Orleans proper, you're only allowed a certain number of FFLs, federal firearms licenses. So businesses don't shut down; they just change hands.
Right.
Here's the best part about this.
So his value just skyrocketed.
The best part about this is we record this show in Southern Louisiana, where we don't have to deal with this garbage.
Yet.
Here's the better part. You know where you can smoke a cigar as long as you might like? Caleb knows.
You're right.
Renee, you know.
Yeah, my place. No.
Your place, yes. Your place.
Mr. Lester's.
Mr. Lester's Steakhouse, right?
That's awesome.
If you're going to smoke... The lunatic, light it when you get there.
Yes.
I learned that lesson.
Yeah.
So it's as big as your leg? Because I saw it, and it looked mighty big.
It was impressive. It really was. And, look, I was so amazed whenever Mrs. Implicit Bias, whenever Elizabeth picked up and was like, that's obnoxiously large. And my wife was like, ha.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Jackie had a smile most of the time when you were holding that thing.
That's right.
So, real quickly, we have some tastings of the whiskey flight for the Cigar Lounge at Mr. Lester's. It's Calumet Farms this month. It was actually in celebration of the Kentucky Derby earlier in May. We have the Calumet 8-Year Kentucky Straight Bourbon at 90. We have the Calumet Small Batch at 86 proof. 15-year blend, and we have the 100-proof Calumet 10-year. I have the 8. It's sweet. I like it, but it is sweet. It's almost dessert. Part of the flight, we'll tell you about the flight in a minute. What do you have, Lee?
I've got the 10-year, and I've had a fair sampling of Calumet, and I really like this 10-year. It's solid.
Mr. Morris across the table.
I was drinking the 15, the blend. It's the 15 and the 8. Man, it's so docile. It's so gentle. This would be a great way to finish the night. It really would. And I'm not done yet, so I'm going after the 10 next.
So do not forget, you can go down to Mr. Lester's Steakhouse, get this flight for $40 for a flight of all three. Or you could luck out. If you follow us on social media, you know what you might get? You might get tickets to Summer Supper at Mr. Lester's on June 21st.
What?
Yes. Mr. Lester's is going to take care of, Mr. Lester himself is going to take care of your food, all of your drinks for the evening, a hotel room for you and someone else,
which,
by the way, is also involved there. Yes.
Not only are the drinks great, but you will be in a food coma Thanks to Chef Willie.
You're going
to
need a nap.
You will definitely need a nap. From us.
Yeah.
So stay tuned to our social media. We are giving those out weekly on our social media, Facebook, Instagram, X. You can find us on all three platforms. We just gave out a couple more yesterday in light of Mother's Day. We did a special Mother's Day. We gave one away to one of the ladies who chimed in with their favorite weekly whiskey. Outstanding. That is a way to absolutely get yourself down to Mr. Lester's Steakhouse, Cypress Bayou Casino. Trust me, you do not want to miss that. Something else you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss Implicit Birthday. And boy, do we have Implicit Birthday announcements for you here this week. Renee, you got a question?
No, I'm just sitting here waiting for the announcements.
Okay.
Announcements, announcements.
Let's Here's the first announcement. Tickets are now on sale at rockandbowl.com. You can go to Rock and Bowl, go to their website, go to the Lafayette location. Tickets are on sale. The other big one is don't forget your ticket not only gets you your whiskey tastings, not only gets you your cigars, not only gets you a tasting glass, it also gets you, and we got a hard out here, so don't even grab the mic, Ritter. It also gets you entrance to see Spank the Monkey, who's playing right after our event ends. You are in for free. All you got to do is stay tuned.
Dupree Carrier Godshaw provides insurance locally as well as nationwide. A full-service agency, Dupree Carrier Godshaw can take care of all of your needs, from personal auto, home, or business, group health, life, or investment products. Dupree Carrier Godshaw is a growing business and is currently hiring. Email resumes to charlesl@dcgagency.com. For all of your insurance needs, call Dupree Carrier Godshaw at 337-948-8186 or visit dcgagency.com.
This is Louis Pizzolatto, the owner of Coin and Treasure. We're your local source for rare coins, bullion, silver, and gold. In these unprecedented and uncertain times of government overreaching and economic instability, the security of having gold and silver is the perfect way to diversify your portfolio. Both gold and silver have been the tangible assets since the beginning of recorded times. Visit us today at Coin and Treasure. We are local, experienced, and still American-owned and American-proud. For 43 years, it's Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress.
Drink Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias. Available at La Creperie on Collie Saloon, at the Rustic Renegade, Automotive Gear on Judson Walsh and Opelousas, and the Chill House, the dessert destination in Maurice. Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias. Investments need protection. One of the best protections you can provide your vehicle is a ceramic coat on the paint. But who can afford that? You can. Jude Pelche at Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating can provide you with big city quality at a small town price. Jude is meticulous about making sure your car maintains its brand new appearance, using the highest quality ceramic coating with handcrafted application. Pelche's Auto Detail and Ceramic Coating can deliver a one-of-a-kind, long-lasting look. Call Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating at 337-962-2849. That's Pelche's Auto Detailing, 337-962-2849.
Hey there, Louisiana. It's time to unlock your inner confidence and shine like never before. Visit Eon of Louisiana Body Contouring. Imagine sculpting your dream body with the latest, most advanced techniques. Kiss those stubborn inches goodbye. Eon's team of experts will make those curves pop and those problem areas disappear. Our treatments have no downtime and can be completed on your lunch break. Let your beauty and your confidence shine. Book your consultation now at eonoflouisiana.com. That's eonoflouisiana.com.
Results may vary. Consultation required.
Renee Girard, Acadiana certified master tobacconist, owns Piper's Haven at 3916 West Congress, right between Adrian's and Gilbo Road. How many cigars are in that humidor?
A lot.
100?
Oh, more than that.
Way more than that?
Way more than that.
It don't matter?
Thousands of cigars.
Thousands?
Thousands.
Thousands of cigars in the humidor of Piper's Haven. So you've got all these cigars. You've got pipes and pipe tobacco stuff.
I got pipes, pipe tobacco, cigars, cigar lighters, cigar cutters, pipe lighters, pipe stands, Lamberger lamps, the scents. I got everything you need.
Really, what you need is a great cigar, great conversation at Piper's Haven.
Yeah, right? And we need some cool weather because it's too hot to sit on a porch right now.
I agree, but that's okay because you got a smoking room.
Yes, we do. It's an air-conditioned smoking room with a big screen TV.
So if you need a haven from home, you've got Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Street, between Adrian's and Gilbo Road. Renee will help you pick out a great cigar.
Hour two of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. Welcome into another raucous, rowdy, frat boy saves the world edition of Implicit Bias. We have here in the top secret podcast lair, Renee Girard of Piper's Haven, Caleb Morse, the Rustic Renegade, Lee Ritter of Ritter Consulting Engineers, and of course, Walker Griffon, Gizmo in the corner, as we dive right into how frat boys are saving the world. Before we do, quick reminder, hour two brought to you by William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnston Street. Go see Grant Galatas. Tell him you're looking for bigger, better diamonds for less. He will take care of you and make sure you have whatever you need to make that special person in your life incredibly happy. 3802 Johnston Street. That's William S. Nacol Jewelers. All right, gents. So we were talking in hour one about what happened on university campuses where we had significant numbers of fraternity boys, young men in fraternities amassing to stop people from taking down American flags. The question we didn't get to ask that I'm really curious about from the crew here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair is the hypothesis that I put forward in the monologue correct? Do you think it's correct? And that hypothesis being this, that we need this spark from young men who are willing to stand up and say enough is enough. Ritter?
100%. The silent majority is the silent majority, right? Caleb, how many men fight? How many men volunteer? Less than 2%? Right. We have how many hundreds of million? 370 million?
About 358 million in the U.S., roughly.
So half, right, is what? 175?
Well, 10% would be 3.5 million, right. 1% would be 1.75, right?
I mean,
or 175,000.
How hard is it to speak up? These professors ask them to speak up in class, right? I mean, I was in college. I remember that, you know, most of the time you just sit there, be quiet, take your test, and you're out. They don't even know who you are. For somebody to stand up and say something outside in the public, go on the record, get on TV, do it.
And by the way, I have to correct my math. Sorry. There. We said 358 million, so 10% would be 38 million, yeah, yeah. Which means 1% would be 3.58 million. Mm-hmm. So 2%, yeah. Right? So figure half of that number of that 3.5 is male.
Male, right?
I mean, right? Be, so now you're talking 1.75 is
in the military,
is male, right?
Right?
Yeah. So, I mean.
But I mean, how many college students are there? Let's look at that, extrapolate that.
Yeah,
right?
There's an awful lot.
So, I mean, there's 20 million maybe. I'm going to be probably under 20 million, 25 million college students, half, 17, I mean, you know, 15, sorry, I can't even do that.
Well, and even
half
then,
of 30 would be 15 million, right?
While you're sitting here going down the rabbit hole when you should be drinking whiskey.
I am. But that's the problem. I'm on glass two, and I should be on three. So
what it is, too, and what we see is, here is one young man who was like, you know what, I'm tired of the noise.
Right.
Right? And I'm curious where the veteran alumni were.
Oh.
Where were those that have stood up before? I mean, are they like, you know what, to hell with it?
And have they given up?
Are they burned out?
I get not wanting to be involved. I get that the burden gets heavy. But at the same time, if you start pulling my flag down.
That's a one, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a discussion.
And let's also be honest about this, because what our veteran community has dealt with is typically a hard target. Most of these protesters, AstroTurf protesters showing up, they are soft targets.
They're not there to be uncomfortable. Look, we got people complaining because they can't use the dining facility or defect. Right. I'm like, look, if you're going to go camping, you catch your own food, bro.
Okay.
Like, you better start eating pigeons and mockingbirds.
To your point, it was really funny. There were a bunch of students, I believe, at Columbia that said, we're going on a hunger strike, and then we're asking for food.
Because they have a hunger program and they're paying tuition.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. Sorry, sis.
They said, you as the school are supposed to provide food for us. You're not a student in my school. I don't have to provide a damn thing for you. Like, you're lucky I'm not outside with a fire truck hosing you down.
But they've got the doors locked and they can't come in. I would turn the power off. Can't use the building? Sorry.
Not even then. Like, how hard is it realistically for the college PD to walk by or not walk by and go, oh, I dropped a CS grenade?
Well, I mean, you know, there's consequences.
So, okay, so a CS grenade.
Detox is like that.
A CS grenade for the uninitiated.
Tear gas.
Okay.
Yeah, you go in and you drop what's called a vapor, and all they got to do is leave the area.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of young folks, you know, I mean, everybody in this room, you know, Walker's the youngest one, but like, there's a lot of folks that think they're hard. And I'm not. Like, I'm going to admit it, I'm not, CS right? But I mean, you know, those folks that think they're hard, when they hit a hard time, have no idea how big that wall is.
Caleb, one of the things that you don't realize, campus security cops, they're not allowed to have CS grenades because they, you know, it's like Barney Fife carrying your bullet in your pocket. They don't give them stuff like that. But you know what? All of these people, it's such a small, small percentage of all these protests. The reason why it seems so big is why the media covers everything.
That's what I was going to say.
You know, they're giving them all kind. You know, they were talking about the Duke thing. There's like, you know, 20,000 people graduating. 30 people walked out when Seinfeld was giving his speech. And it's like, 30 people.
Oh, no, the headline is, protesters disrupt graduation by walking out. Nobody cared.
Right, but 30 people out of 3,000 or 4,000 people graduating.
Well, go to Columbia, right? Students that go to Columbia 4 years, they want that prestigious degree, right? They've gone, they've earned it, and you've got a couple hundred people disrupting. They cancel graduation,
and there again, it's 20,000 people on the campus.
And think about it: this group of people at this age in 2024, 4 years ago, was what? And Kevon, you know.
Oh, yeah, they were in high school. They were in COVID. They were graduating.
They never got
COVID.
Graduation.
Right.
So these kids at this university got jammed up twice over nothing.
Well, and, you know, a lot of that, I was reading things now that a lot of these universities now are getting rid of their DEI departments because of stuff like this.
Just remember this. That process, unfortunately, in a lot of ways, will be a process and not a light switch. Caleb?
Well, even then, let's say it goes through this whole process and they cancel graduation, they cancel the ceremony because of something, or people disrupt the ceremony, like the one that tore up her
diploma.
Her diploma, yeah. Right?
Her diploma in like underwater basket weaving. Yeah. And
she should hold her breath
And lemur gender studies, yeah.
So,
I mean,
what would stop these private organizations that charge people an arm and a leg for a degree that'll never get used, what would stop them from saying, oh, I'm sorry, but you, Elvira, whatever her name is, at this point,
that's an insult to every person named Elvira in the U.S.
Well, you disrupted it, so there's a 10% fine that has to be paid and is going toward this.
Here's what I don't get is she made something worthless that was already worthless, probably because of the major. So did two negatives make a positive out of that?
I mean, was that her real degree? I mean, who cares?
I don't know.
It probably was something like that.
Most of the time, it's not. I know that a lot of universities, when they graduate, they get the leather binder. They don't actually get the piece of paper.
Right. It's like a paper. Right?
Yeah. But we are in a place where, and I love where this conversation has gone, because this proves to me that it's really starting to sound like the pendulum is coming back.
Well, I think
that's a big deal.
The pendulum needs to be a baseball bat. But I think I should Google it, but I'm going to go ahead on a limb here and say that maybe her degree was in reverse origami. She was just carrying out what she learned.
Right? Could be. You never know. I'm curious because we actually have someone about this age sitting in the corner.
Oh, Gizmo.
And I'm curious as to what Gizmo thinks about this. Walker, I mean, are you seeing this in your generation that people are finally just fed up with all the garbage from the last 6, 8, 4 years?
Yeah, I see it every day with like all my peers and stuff.
So are they ready to actually just say, I'm not worried about the repercussions, I'm going to open my mouth and just say it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I know a lot of people that just like quit caring and just say what they want.
Okay, so it's not that they don't care about the situation.
They care about the situation.
They quit caring about the repercussions.
Yeah, they don't care like...
Yeah, do your worst.
The cancel culture and all that. It's just like,
do your worst.
Say what they want to say. I mean, we have freedom of speech in this country, so
we're supposed to.
We're supposed to. Right. We really don't.
But. We are supposed to. But to your point, actually, we do. And I will say this: we have always had freedom of speech. We are not always free from the repercussions of our speech.
Yes.
So, for some of these people, and this is what I do look to happen, I think you're going to start seeing companies, because when, especially big companies, when you're a hiring manager, what's one of the first things you're going to do when you get someone who's young and applying for a job? I don't care if they're young and applying for a job. Anybody. I'm going to Facebook stalk them.
First of all, look, I'm in that zone, right? Like, I'm in that zone currently, right? We're hiring people. All cards on the table.
Yeah.
Connor will be employed Monday at my office. Looking
Tuesday,
forward to it.
Actually.
Yeah, well, maybe
Tuesday,
not Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Next week sometime he'll show up. But, you know, we go there, right? We go and we search the socials to see what they're up to. Is this somebody that may or may not fit? What are they into? Is they going to be a fit? You know, but I mean, look, we're talking frat, right? I was an advisor for my fraternity 10 years ago. So I was in touch with the youth of the age. And for a minute, it took me a minute to get a hold of
the youths.
And what they were into and what they were not into and what kind of trouble they were getting in. And we guided them the right way. And these guys were not afraid to stand up and speak, but they were muzzled by administration. And it's unfortunate. And these are great young men. They come up to me. I see them now. They've got families and they're excellent young men. And I look at them and I'm like, you were great then. Why didn't you say something? Why didn't you stand up for your guys? Why didn't you do these things? And they were like, well, repercussions. And I just wanted to get through college or whatever, you know? And I think that's the majority. That's 95%. We saw it. We say it. The silent majority that's out there that just wants to get by and not ruffle a feather. I mean, look, it's just say something.
It's time, though.
It's easy.
It's time for just feathers to be ruffled.
That's right.
Well, and society browbeats people into compliance. We want you to just sit down, shut up, be a good little taxpayer. Man, I want disruption. I want you to say, I don't agree. I want you to voice your opinion. I want you to stand up for what you think is right. Because a man should stand for something, even if it means standing alone.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're so very afraid of standing there and being alone. In reality, you won't be. And
you're already alone, though. But you're alone, but you're alone whether you know it or not.
Yeah. But here's the deal, and that is what I think specifically the frat boy brings to the table,
yep.
Which is you're going to say, oh, I'm going to stand up and stand alone. And then when you turn around, you realize, hey,
yeah, there's a family.
Look
right
at the
there.
Eyes and the heads and
yep.
the guys.
There's
going,
a whole
yep,
bunch of other guys who were here with me. Cause all it takes is one. Once you get that one
yep.
who stands up and says, you know what? This is wrong. And if I don't do it, nobody will. Then all of a sudden you get a second. And a third and a fourth. And off the second, third, and fourth, you get a fifth, a sixth, a seventh, an eighth, a ninth, a tenth, an 11th, and a 12th.
I can tell
and
you.
It starts multiplying.
I can tell
from
you
that
from mentoring these young men in universities, it takes one. One good seed to change the rest. And once you get that one who's bought in, the rest are in, right? But it's just stand up and say something. Even if you're wrong, like you said, Caleb, if you're wrong, say it. You're going to get corrected. Society will tell you.
Oh, yeah.
You'll know where you fit in, and there's nothing wrong with that. To be able to stand up and say, this is what I believe, America allows you to do that.
I mean,
do this.
And look at where we're supposed to gain our direction from. Look at how Christ stood up and said, do not make a mockery of my Father's house. This is not a den for thieves and money changers.
Yep.
And those thieves and money changers, they're everywhere. It's going to take frat boys to stand up to them. Jesus may be the ultimate frat boy now that you say that. We're going to come back. We will have more Implicit Bias. Another great story will introduce you to another great frat boy when we come back.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Ever think about firearm safety? Are you new to shooting? Don't know how to get started? Here's Caleb with the Rustic Renegade.
I love new shooters because they don't have any bad habits yet. So you get somebody who hasn't been around firearms or hasn't done a lot of shooting, we can sit down in a very safe environment where there's no live ammunition, no risk of any residuals, and train them the right way before they actually get on a range and go and do some live
fire. Why don't you come in and have a cup of coffee with us? The Rustic Renegade and therusticrenegade.com.
Rene Girard, Acadiana certified master tobacconist, owns Piper's Haven at 3916 West Congress, right between Adrian's and Gilbo Road. How many cigars are in that humidor?
A lot.
100?
Oh, more than that.
Way more than that?
Way more than that.
It don't matter?
Thousands of cigars.
Thousands?
Thousands.
Thousands of cigars in the humidor at Piper's Haven. So you've got all these cigars. You've got pipes and pipe tobacco stuff.
I got pipes, pipe tobacco, cigars, cigar lighters, cigar cutters, pipe lighters, pipe stands, Lamberger, Lamberger lamps, the scents. I got everything you need.
Really, what you need is a great cigar, great conversation at Piper's Haven.
Yeah, right? And we need some cool weather because it's too hot to sit on a porch right now.
I agree, but that's okay because you got a smoking room.
Yes, we do. It's an air-conditioned smoking room with a big screen TV.
So if you need a haven from home, you've got Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Street, between Adrian's and Gilbo Road. Renee will help you pick out a great cigar.
Hour two of Implicit Bias is brought to you by William S. Nay Call Jewelers. Grant, what's your address?
802 Johnston.
3802 Johnston Street, William S. Nay Call Jewelers, bringing you Implicit Bias.
You know, I'm blinded by the light.
Implicit Bias rolling through hour two as frat boys save the world this week. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. Hour two is brought to you by William S. Nay Call Jewelers, 3802 Johnston Street. Go see the people at NACALS. They know exactly how to take care of that special someone in your life. Get them something really nice that they will keep forever. Generational is the word for bigger, better diamonds for less. Go see Grant Galatas. He will absolutely take care of you. In the Top Secret Podcast Lair this week, we have Caleb Morse across the table, the Rustic Renegade. To my right in the chair of intoxication, not living up to its name this week, is Rene Girard, the certified wizard of tobacco from Piper's Haven. And to my left, Lee Ritter of Ritter Consulting Engineers. And of course, in the corner, Walker Griffon, Gizmo, our newest pledge here on Implicit Bias as we roll through this week. Man, we got to introduce you to perhaps the latest frat boy on the national scene. And I mean that with every possible compliment available. Because we are right now experiencing a trial of a former president that, if you really look into it, I'm still trying to figure out why we're in court. And let me explain what I mean by that. First of all, there is no crime to pay for a non-disclosure agreement. If there was, every member of Congress virtually would be in jail because Congress has its own slush fund to pay for non-disclosure agreements, for harassment suits. It's a thing. Please don't believe me. Go look it up. It's there. That's number one. Number two, the main person accusing Trump is a guy by the last name of Cohen, his attorney, who is a confirmed perjurer who has lied in court and been convicted, and he is the star witness by the prosecution. Now, the other big reason that we don't know what's going on is because the judge who, and please, again, don't believe me, his daughter has actually been paid by Democratic candidates to work on their campaigns. No conflict of interest there, I promise. But the judge has issued a gag order on Donald Trump throughout the course of this. He's broken it a couple of times, and the judge has put him on double top secret probation and threatened to throw him in jail, but he's only fined him like 19 grand. Anyway, Trump can't talk. But guess what?
But everybody else can.
Vivek Ramaswamy, he can talk. And this is what he had to say, outlining what he physically saw in court the day we recorded this episode. Gizmo?
Thank you. I want to thank my colleagues, Governor Burgum, Congressman Mills, and Congressman Donalds for laying out the political backdrop here. This is a politicized persecution that is nakedly apparent. What I want to do is dive a little bit deeper into what we actually learned today in that courtroom. What do we see in there? First of all, I learned a lot from being in there in person. It is one of the most depressing places I have been in my life, but it is fitting because the only thing more depressing than the environment of that courtroom is what's actually happening in there. It's straight out of a Kafka novel. The prosecution's main strategy appears to be to bore the jurors into submission. And if you look in that direction, sadly, it may appear to actually be working. Now, I would like for anybody here in the press, anybody at home, anybody in MSNBC or the media afterwards, to clearly state what exactly is the crime that Donald Trump committed. Oh, wait.
We have not heard a good answer to that question. It has been vague until today. You heard Michael Cohen's testimony, after which I would say it is less clear than ever what that crime actually was. They'll say falsifying business records. Well, let's look at who did we learn falsified business records today? Get what, hour, 2 hours? Felt like it could have been 7 hours of Michael Cohen talking about how he falsified business records. Okay, so you have a guy who has been a perjurer in the past that is now saying he falsified business records. What is the crime that Donald Trump committed? Now, it appears to be what they might allege is some sort of bookkeeping error or whatever. The real bookkeeping that we need accounting of is Judge Merchan's own family member collecting millions of dollars as a Democratic operative, using the existence of this trial as a fundraising ploy for Democrats. This is unconscionable. Imagine if the same shoe fit the other foot. Imagine if it was Joe Biden that was on trial. You had a Republican judge whose son was collecting millions of dollars as a Republican operative. What would you all be saying? This would not be justice. This is injustice at its worst. So let's go even a layer deeper, right? Because let's go even a layer deeper, actually. The alleged crime here is supposedly, they try to point to this every day, that he does not actually use campaign funds, that he used personal funds. Well, let's get this straight. Suppose Donald Trump had used campaign funds to make a personal expense. They'd be going after him for that. So if they're going to get him going or they're going to get him coming, that is the best proof that this is a politicized sham. Let's go through it piece by piece. If you tell somebody to go buy you a suit and you want to look good on television because that'll affect the voters, the way voters vote for you, you know what? They prosecute politicians if they use campaign funds to buy a suit. If they say, go get a haircut, if you use campaign funds to get a haircut because you want to look good to the voters, they will actually prosecute you for using campaign funds for a personal expense. Yet the entire legal theory of this case, the whole case that Alvin Bragg has brought, depends on one premise for them to charge this as a felony, is that Donald Trump somehow should have used campaign funds to make an allegedly personal payment. Yet if he had done that, their case against him would be even stronger. This is garbage. That is the best proof that you have that if they're going to get him going or get him coming, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. This is a sham. This is not the United States of America. This is some third-rate banana republic. If this were happening in another country, we would be laughing at them as a sham democracy. I am ashamed as an American citizen to sit here in a courtroom watching the former leader of the free world, and let's be honest, likely next leader of the free world, sitting with the indignity in this dingy third-rate courtroom with fourth-rate prosecutors and a fifth-rate lawyer on the stand as a witness, who actually is violating attorney-client privilege left and right. Nobody's even talking about that. So this is a shame, shame on the spirit in our country's history, but we will get through it and be stronger because you know who ultimately actually cast the vote on this case? It's not just the jurors in that jury box. It's every one of you at home. It's every American who votes this November to say no to the weaponization of justice. And if you're at home, you may say, you know what, I don't agree with everything Donald Trump's ever said. You know what? I may not agree with some of his policies, even though they were great policies for 4 years. But you do agree, whether you are Democrat or Republican or black or white or gay or straight or man or woman, that our justice system should be blind to politics. That regardless of whether your last name is Biden or Trump, regardless of whether you've been a politician or not, you get a fair shake in our own legal system. And when you have a prosecutor who campaigned on the pledge of going after Trump and then keeps his campaign pledge, when you have a judge whose kids are collecting money from Democratic operatives by fundraising off the very trial that that judge is presiding over, and then telling the U.S. president that he's subject to a gag order, that he can't talk about it, that is not justice. That is a bastardization of what this country was founded on. And I'm here, and all of us are here, as friends of Donald Trump, supporting him in our personal capacity, sharing our opinions. That's why we're here today. But I hope every American at home who isn't able to be in that courtroom is able to see what's actually happening there. And when you do, we will have a landslide of historic proportion this November if every American understands the injustice that's playing out in that courtroom today. So may God bless our country. I pray for our future. And let's pray for our country being stronger on the other side of this disgusting sham politician prosecution. Doug.
What an absolute epic 5 minutes from Vivek Ramaswamy. Go ahead, Renee. I mean, I'm just going to open this up because
I've always liked Vivek. This man is super intelligent. He's a sharp cookie. But what I like even better with all of this, Donald Trump can't say anything about any of this. So what's been happening? Vivek's there. Borgum, the governor of North Dakota, is there.
Johnson was there today.
And you know, a lot of these guys are going to potential running mates. But they're all showing up support. But they can talk about what's going on and what they see.
And they can speak more freely when it comes to this. That's the point.
Because Vivek, they don't have a gag order on them.
Vivek, okay, so when he first came out, I was like, man, look at this guy. He's not tied to anybody. He's self-made, kind of like Trump.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, well, okay, he's free to speak because he doesn't have a lot of ties and a lot of onus. Now, that's what I know, right? I mean, I've since looked, and he's got some ties.
He does.
Right?
And
it's okay.
You don't get to that level without ties.
That's exactly right. If you're going to play on that field, you're not playing Little League. You're playing big.
Correct.
Right? Okay. but the way he swings, man, it's refreshing.
Oh, no. He's got a Tommy White home run swing every time he walks up to the mic.
And he has the swagger, and he has the music, and he comes up and he goes, I'm not Babe, but I'm pointing to left field, baby, and here it goes.
And
I love it.
And to your point, he actually left something out because he only focused on Michael Cohen's testimony today. Well, how about this that most people don't know about this trial? Stormy Daniels, the person that Donald Trump is alleged to have had an affair with in some way, shape, or form, has at times publicly stated and signed a document that said it never happened.
That's right.
So you have alleged hush money that regardless, and let's talk about campaign finance here, right? If Donald Trump had paid it from campaign finance, from campaign funds, it was a definite breaking of the law.
Sure.
They are saying that because he didn't, it's breaking the law. And you're talking about a hush fund alleged payment for something that may have never happened.
So let's investigate 46 in the same way.
That's my biggest problem.
Just go there.
With it.
If you're going to go hit 45, let's hit 46 with the same sledgehammer, fellas.
So I'm still wondering why we don't have trials for the big guy.
We
don't have trials for the 10% needed for the big guy.
I can tell you why.
Well, because he controls the DOJ.
Exactly.
Well, that's 100%
I mean,
you know,
his own guys are not going to go after him. Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't go after your own boss. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
But it's also the misdirection that's happening in this country right now. Look at what's happening in New York.
Right.
Let's look at what we're doing here and what kind of bills and what kind of money are we sending overseas?
Yes.
Oh,
and what kind of bombs are we having?
We're going to talk about that in the next segment.
But that's my whole point. This country, get a grip. Young men, young ladies, stand up for what's right. Stand up for the flag. Have your voice, but stand up for what's right.
And we're going to talk about wagging the dog and what we have to say about it when we come back to this week's episode of Implicit Bias.
Men want to look like men. That means when it's time for a fresh cut, men go where men go. All American Barbering. Licensed barber Nick Duplishan and the staff at All American Barbering do it right. From old school haircuts to straight razor shaves to beard trim and shaping, even boys look like men after a cut from All American Barbering. A veteran-owned business, All American Barbering is located in Broussard at 807 Albertsons Parkway, Suite B. Schedule your appointment to look like a man at their website, allamericanbarbering.com. Remember, men, when you want to look like a man, go to Broussard. Go to All American Barbering.
At Industrial Fabrication Services, we've been serving the oil, gas, agricultural, and refinery industries for 15 years. I'm owner Jonathan Broussard, and I've worked in fabrication and welding, covering a multitude of techniques, processes, and design for over 30 years. Our goal is to be personal and hands-on. Let Industrial Fabrication Services bring your project to life. Call us at 337-330-2326. Or find us at ifsllc.net. Industrial Fabrication Services.
Nobody likes to drive around in a grimy ride. Clean that car the Cajun way. Zydeco Ride and Shine Car Wash at 320 Willow and Cajun Car Wash at 510 Lafayette Street in Youngsville are there for you. Our facilities provide you with the best automatic car wash in the Acadiana area. Regulars get a bonus. Buy three washes at a location, get the fourth one free. Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash, keeping Acadiana's rides clean since 2014.
Can't find an Uber or Lyft? Luxury Limo of Lafayette offers scheduled pickups and drop-offs and even airport transportation in style. Get dropped off and picked up in their luxurious 12-passenger Mercedes-Benz Sprinter with limo-style interior or their Cadillac Escalade SUV. Reserve a sleek black town car for a night out with friends or dinner with your sweetheart. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385, or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Spoil yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
Montag, lieben Glauben, Globen.
All right. I got something to say.
Thank you, sir. May I have another on this week's episode of Implicit Bias? I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. Gizmo, you okay? Caleb's got the paddle.
I'm doing good.
You're doing good? Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Do you want another?
He just poured me one.
Oh, that's not what I'm talking about, but well played. Awesome. We have, as you heard, the voice of Walker Griffon here in the Top Secret Podcast there. Caleb, you had the mic. What were you going to say? You were going to say something inappropriate, and I like it.
Gizmo Mockwise.
Yes, okay. Gizmo in the corner is also Walker. That is his official, unofficial nickname. We also have in the chair of intoxication, Renee Girard of Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. Renee, you doing okay over there? You like this other weekly whiskey we poured from Nunu's, this Nelson Brothers Reserve cask strength at, what, 107?
Yeah, that one is actually much better.
It's good.
Oh, yeah.
107.8. Like, yeah, and that's the voice of Lee Ritter of Ritter Consulting Engineers. Yeah. Ritter, you're a big whiskey guy, so you like this. Yeah.
This is good. Yep. This is another step.
Again, available at Nunu's, our weekly whiskey partner. Don't forget, Hour 2 is brought to you by William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnson Street. Go see Grant Galatas. Tell him you're looking for Big Abetta Diamonds Finesse, and he will absolutely take care of you. You can also tell him, because I think this reserve might have to go in deep blue. Ooh. You can ask for the Waterford lead-free crystal decanter that makes Deep Blue the Implicit Bias Infinity Bottle here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair, the TSPL. Yeah, I think this one goes
Are we going to go quick and say what it is, or are we just going to drink it like friends?
What do you mean, say what it is?
You know, give it a rating.
No, we're not going to give it a rating. No, we're going to drink it like friends.
This one's like drinking it like friends, pass it around, say, what do you got? I got it. Give me another pour.
Yeah, there's Caleb asking for another pour. So, I mean, Ritter, you set us up. You set us up in the last segment, Ritter, as we started talking about Wag the Dog. And for those who don't know what Wag the Dog is, it's essentially the tail continues to wag the dog to keep people from seeing what's going on in real life in other places. And you believe that the Trump trial is basically a wag the dog scenario to keep people from paying attention to all this money that is flowing out of the country to other places like Ukraine.
100% this is going there. I mean, we've got money that every other week I feel like we're turning around and our speaker, Johnson, it's just signing these bills. And so, I'm like, what are we doing here? I mean, I know, Caleb, you want to chime in. But it's like every time I turn around, it's $16 million, it's $21 million, it's $40 million, it's back to $8 million. What are we giving all this money for? And then we're also on top of it, giving it to the Middle East war.
Well, okay,
and
so
it's
hold
like,
on.
Okay, how much more money do we have?
So hold on.
Okay, I'm done.
Which is a big question. I mean, how much money do we have is a big question. That's a different rabbit hole for a different day. But this is the interesting part of this conversation for me, which is, and I'm going to cite the article from the National Pulse, but we're also going to cite an article from CBS News in this conversation. The National Pulse report, funds for Ukraine diverted to fake companies. Wait a minute. You're telling me that there's fraud in government?
What?
It's not
there's
the first
fraud
time.
In every government,
and
number one.
It's far from the first time. But so, Walker, I want to ask you a question, all right, bud?
Uh-oh.
When was the last time a democratic nation went to war with a democratic nation?
Ding, 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 ding.
It's a good question.
Because it hasn't happened.
I was about to say, I don't think it's ever happened.
No.
You know why that is?
Why is that?
Because we buy
own
our way. We own them.
That's right.
We own them. I remember when I was contracting in Iraq, and we were on a beautiful compound. We had a saltwater Olympic-sized pool, and I got a great tan. But we had these palm trees. I hate palm trees. This is probably why. We had palm trees all over the property. And then the ambassador, the AMBO, started complaining because dates were falling. It was date-bearing palm trees. And they were having to clean them up. So 6 months after the palm trees got put in, at $15,000 a tree, they hired another contractor to come in and take them out at $18,000 a tree. And then they realized 10 months later that they were contractually obligated to have palm trees, so to pay a fine of $20,000 a tree, and then reinstall the same palm trees that were removed.
Okay. So hold on. So that's just government waste, number one. Number two, where we're going with this to this point is we're not talking about the U.S. government just blowing cash.
Well, no.
Right?
Government waste is you thinking that no one knew what they were doing.
Okay, fair. Right.
Right. So
fair.
When we talk about
I see where you're going.
Money being sent to the Ukraine that doesn't go to Ukraine.
Fake companies.
How do you think it came out to $53,000 to $60,000 a tree? All we were doing was greasing the right palm.
That's right.
If you don't think the United States
pays off other
we pay off other governments and other people and pay bribes, then you are naive and not paying attention.
Well, here's the funny part, because actually CBS News did this, and I love that you bring that up, Caleb. CBS News wrote an article in the last couple of weeks about the nightclub boom in Kyiv. Kyiv, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But there is an unprecedented boom of nightclubs in Kyiv, which is supposedly in a war-torn country.
Yeah, I thought we were at war over there, right?
Well, I mean, they're not getting bombed every night and stuff, right? Like that,
oh no, they're getting bombed every night, not from Russia. Yeah. They're letting the U.S. do it for them.
Right.
Yes. I mean, I'm halfway expecting to see Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan bobbing their heads, right? Yeah, the whole way through that entire nightclub scene.
It's like what Caleb was talking about. Most of that is, that's how these congressmen make multi-millions of dollars as a congressman.
Wait. We're talking about over there. We're not talking about over here, are we?
Right.
Well, you know, somebody's getting paid. Somebody's brother-in-law is involved in a project somewhere that money flows through, and there's a fee that, you know, you got to pay the toll on that fee, buddy.
It's not a brother-in-law. It's our president and his son.
And his son,
and it's right it's there in front of you, and you're buying artwork, buddy.
And his brother.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that guy, too.
Yeah.
But therein lies the big problem with all of this. All of this. Which is, to take us back to one of the great premises of this show, which comes from the late great George Carlin. It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
Yeah.
There is a huge club of people who are tied into this, and I'm going to tell this story because there will be no names, and if the person who's listening hears it, whatever, I don't even remember the person's name, to be quite honest. But when I worked for an international shipping company, there was a contractor from here in Lafayette, Louisiana, that was living in the Middle East and would go on these bases where every bit of electrical equipment they had to buy had to come from the U.S. and be UL listed. And all this person would do is bid these contracts, win the contracts, and then ship millions of dollars of electrical supply from the U.S. into these countries. Well, one of the countries was Afghanistan. So we set up all these shipments. And one night at about 3 o'clock in the morning, I get a phone call from Interpol. And I'm like, why is Interpol calling me? I'm just the shipping rep. Well, it turns out that somebody had included a goodie bag of liquor into a dry country.
Hmm.
So do the words international incident mean anything to you? Because that's what I'm staring down.
Look, it's not as scary as you think.
So to that point, I finally get in touch with the person who's doing this. And do you know what he says? Oh,
they found that one?
Yeah. He says they found that one? And I'm like, what do you mean they found that one? Oh, yeah, they ship me goodie bags all the time. I'll take care of this. And sure enough, all he had to do was have the right conversation. There was enough liquor in the shipment that Afghani customs thought he was starting a bar. There were cases of half gallons of multiple liquors.
Bing, bang, boom. Alcohol's gone. Interpol. Have a nice day.
Yep.
I mean, come on.
So to think that money isn't getting, and I don't know, look, I don't know that this was illegal funds in any way, shape, or form. I mean, it was legal. It was his profits. He was spending it. That's fine. But my point is, he made an international incident disappear with a phone call. How insane is it to think that shipping alcohol into a dry country, which at the time, I think we're still at war technically with them, all of a sudden, like Kaiser Soze, it's gone. So to think that we don't have money going overseas and disappearing this way. And by the way, this brings us to the big question, because I'm going to ask a question that we don't have time to answer. Gizmo, how much time do we have left in this segment? Oh, 3 minutes. Okay, we do not have time, but I'm going to ask the question because this is one I'd like you to ponder. And we're not even going to come back to this on this show. I want you to ponder this question. Ritter, you seem to believe that we have an unlimited amount of cash that we keep sending over there. Is that correct?
I don't believe we have an unlimited.
No.
I want to know where it's going. And I don't want to know where we're getting it.
Well, you asked how much money we have, right?
That's right. How much?
Because we keep sending. And how much are we in debt?
I don't know. I got no clue.
Trillions of dollars.
31 trillion or something?
Keep going. It's probably higher than that. My point is this. If the U.S. government can continue to print cash to send to another country, why do we have to pay taxes to run this one? 100%. Because can't they just print the money?
No, because you got to have value behind it. You can print. You just keep printing. Guess what? Then the value goes down.
But we're sending it overseas and doing the same thing. Caleb?
Well, before we go down that rabbit hole, let's go down the brief hole of we print the money. We give it to a private entity. We borrow it from the private entity at interest rate.
Oh, that's a whole different.
And then we give the money to someone else.
That's a whole different. When we start talking about the Fed and the fact that the Fed is not actually a U.S. government entity.
Slow it down.
And then pump the brakes.
When you wonder where the money comes from, look at when we invaded Iraq. We went to the green zone. Whenever the Baghdad International Bank, I think that's what it was called at the time, straight trucks. 30-foot long trucks full of gold, 4 foot deep, vanished.
We'll go down the gold rabbit hole. We're going to get the numismatist on the show and have him talk about the value of gold and where that's going. We're going to go to a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to do our final segment of this week's episode of Implicit Bias right here after 2 minutes of break.
Attention, commercial real estate agents of Acadiana. Take your entire commercial real estate portfolio online with Matterport. I'm Lee Ritter with Ritter Consulting Engineers. Matterport interactive 3D models are revolutionizing commercial real estate. Manage day-to-day operations from anywhere. Accelerate time to market, reduce risk with remote training, and so much more. So give Ritter Consulting Engineers a call today. 337-984-8498 or visit RitterConsultingEngineers.com.
How sweet it is! Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette can satisfy all of your bakery needs. Cakes, cookies, pastries, melt-in-your-mouth pedophores, wedding cakes, and of course, the original New Orleans Doberge cake. Family-owned and operated, let Gambino's Bakery take care of all your dessert needs for your family gathering, tailgate, holiday, or any special occasion. Visit with the baking professionals in Lafayette. Find what fits your taste. Enjoy the sweet life with Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette, 3802 Johnson Street. Call them at 337-406-9066 or online at gambinos.com.
Let your pictures say more than 1,000 words with us at Nuvo Photo. I'm Danny Izzo. Me and my wife, Mona, will help you preserve all your memories and pictures. At Nuvo Photo, we'll create beautiful portraits of your family, high school, college graduates, and even your pets. We can also offer group pictures for schools, churches, sports, communions, and confirmations. Let our family create memories for yours. Nuvo Photo. Find us online at nuvophoto.com. That's NOUVEAUPHOTEAU.com. Or call us at 337-233-1094. Nuvo Photo, for photos that last a lifetime.
Experience Acadiana's most exclusive steakhouse, Mr. Lester's at Cypress Bayou. Make your reservation today. Space is limited.
Back to Cypress Bayou Casino.
Take Highway 90 to the Baldwin exit.
Final segment of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. It has been tons of fun here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair with the crew that we have here, fully initiated members of the fraternity that is Implicit Bias, Renee Girard of Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress, Caleb Morse, the Rustic Renegade of course, the Rustic Renegade, 2842 Northeast Evangeline Thruway, Lee Ritter of Ritter Consulting Engineers. I don't know your address because your address really doesn't matter. Nobody actually goes there. You don't have a storefront.
Nope, no storefront.
Nope, no storefront. And of course, our pledge in the corner, Walker Griffon, a.k.a. Gizmo, making things happen here for us with the show. Hour two, don't forget, brought to you by William S. Nacol Jewelers, 3802 Johnson Street. Go see Grant Galatas. He is taking care of business, giving you bigger bet of diamonds for less. Go ahead, Lee. You want to say something about the Nelson brothers?
No, I just want to repoint it out. It's excellent. This has been really good. I mean, I need to go find this. I don't have any Nelson brothers, and I'm like, whoa, good stuff.
So other things we need to revisit quickly. Don't forget, stay tuned to our social medias, X, Instagram, Facebook, so you can win tickets to summer supper at Mr. Lester's Steakhouse, an absolutely fantastic opportunity to hang out with the crew. Your food's covered, your beverages are covered, your hotel room is covered by Mr. Lester himself. He's taking care of you. It is going to be a fun Friday night on June 21st. Our social media will be giving away some more tickets, golden tickets, so you can come win and show up. The other thing is July 12th. Implicit birthday at Rock and Bowl. Tickets are now available at Rock and Bowl's website. You have to scroll down, go to their calendar for July 12th. So remember, big events, June 21st, July 1-2, July 12th. Go find your tickets. $100 a piece. Here's what you get. You get food for the evening. Trust me, their food is fantastic. You get 3 cigars when you walk in the door. You get your 8 whiskey tastings from the distilleries. And I'm going to tell you, we had over 40 different whiskeys represented last year. It might have even been more. We probably had closer to 60. We're going to have a lot again this year. We've got some great labels that are coming. Plus, you get a glass to taste it all in and bring home from Ritter Consulting Engineers. And you get to stay when we're done and watch Spank the Monkey perform live at Rock and Bowl afterwards. It's all on implicit bias. We're raising money for the Acadiana Veteran Alliance, Evangeline Council, Boy Scouts, and Catholic Charities of Acadiana. So go get your tickets. Go sign up. We're going to have an absolute blast on Friday, July 12th. By the way, it is a Friday, so you probably don't have to worry. Some people might have to go to work the next day, but you probably don't have to worry about having kids anywhere. You can relax that evening, have tons of fun. Speaking of tons of fun, you know, we always try to save something in this last segment of the show that's thought-provoking, entertaining, something that might make you lose your mind just a bit. Ritter, you provided this to us. It was something I had not seen before, so I'm going to outline this story, and you fill in the holes if I leave any.
Okay.
And this is the theory. Everybody in here seen Groundhog Day, right? Gizmo, you've even seen Groundhog Day, right?
Oh, he looks confused.
Oh,
he looks
no.
So confused.
Have you not seen Groundhog Day with Bill Murray?
Whoa.
Please tell me you know who Bill Murray is. Yeah, Bill
Murray. Well, you might want to turn your mic on so people can
hear
you.
So you've never seen Groundhog Day?
Bill Murray is.
Not once.
No, I have to look it up. Maybe I've seen it and I just don't.
I haven't seen
I'm not
it.
The only one. I'm not no. the only
Renee's
one.
Renee's never Thank you, Renee. Seen Groundhog Day. I'm not
the
only one.
Look, I know the Thank premise you. Of the movie and everything, but I've never actually seen the movie.
You guys have homework for next week.
Yeah, so there's homework 100%. For next week, but we're going to walk you down this path.
Well, look, to Renee's.
Hold on, we got to let the mic come on.
Yeah, I swapped mic, sorry. To Renee's benefit, this was at the drive-thru when this happened, and he was.
You mean the drive-in?
The drive-in, and he was too busy necking whenever the movie was on. So.
Okay, so the premise of the movie is that Bill Murray is a news reporter who gets sent to go see Punxsutawney Phil on Groundhog Day, and essentially he wakes up in a time loop at some point.
And he hates his life, too. Yes, first of all, you got to remember that. He hates his life.
He's a miserable human being who hates his life and apparently everybody else. And he gets stuck in a time loop. And through the time loop, he starts to realize the value and see the value in people. And the movie closes out pretty much every plot line except who put him in the time loop or how he got put in the time loop.
What had happened? We don't know.
So there is a theory that the time loop started when he bumped into an old high school friend. And the high school friend said, "Hey, you remember me?" He said, "No, I don't." And he says, "Ned Frierson." And he's an insurance agent. And he tries to talk him into buying life insurance. And he never buys the insurance. Every time he wakes up in this time loop, he never buys the insurance. But through the process of the time loop, as he starts to warm up to Ned, he starts to get more and more things that make him happy.
Is this how we warm up to Brian Harmon from DCG?
And look, Brian's not even here to defend himself.
Hey,
so anyway,
he's a good friend.
So anyway, it's only when he finally buys the life insurance that he gets everything that makes him happy, and he comes out of the time loop and lives allegedly happy ever after. So here's the theory. Who in reality is Ned Frierson?
Who's the contract with?
He's the devil.
Yes, he is Bobby. He is Mrs. Bobby it. Boucher. He the devil.
And even then, look, whenever you go down the rabbit hole with
I read the article.
whenever he reintroduces himself to him, he's like, no, you know me. You remember me.
Yes, we're friends. We're old friends.
Think about how many people are agreeable to that. Be like, oh, yeah, Ned, I remember that. No. And he's like, he sticks to his guns. Nope, I don't got it. And so the entire time he's going through, and Ned's like, well, you should buy this policy. You should do this. And as it progresses, the one day, the day it all goes to completion, is the day that he signs on the dotted line. So even if Ned isn't, we'll call him the devil, like buying his soul, what if Ned was just the catalyst for the entire time loop because he's stuck in the time loop in perpetuity?
Transaction. It's
the transactional moment bought him out.
So here's why I have to agree that Ned is the devil. Because the devil doesn't come to you and tell you hard truths. The devil doesn't, the devil is not going to come to you and tell you, I know you don't like this, but it's good for you. The devil is going to tell you, if it feels good, do it.
It's soft.
If
Let's
it makes
go.
You come happy, on. This is what you need to do. The devil's going to come to you as your friend. He's never going to come to you as your consultant
you.
And tell you what you don't want to hear.
I've got your back. Sign on.
So you mean the devil will come to you after 40 days and say, everything that the light touches, I own.
Yep.
And I will give you dominion and domain
yep.
over all of it
yep.
when it's not his to actually sell.
He has nothing to sell.
He absolutely will. That is the great deception. That's why they call him the great deceiver, yep. right? Because he promises things that aren't real, which is a whole nother discussion about what's real in this life and what isn't real in this life. And what do we attempt to say is real and what do we recognize should be real? These are great, deep philosophical discussions that we have to understand, as I have someone knocking at my doorbell in the background trying to figure out who
that
it is.
Somebody we need to know?
Yeah. How's that for the devil knocking at your door, right? And it's not. It's actually my neighbor who... No, I'm kidding. Not the devil. No, my neighbors are awesome. So that whole point, though, of the devil's greatest trick was convincing us that he didn't exist. Convincing us that our own happiness, our own desire to be our own God is what's good and real in the world. That's the great trick.
Well, and that's what when you look at the biblical version of the Satan of we won't call his real name, but he has jewels embedded in his body. He's meant to reflect God and reflect God's light in a manner that we can understand, that we can worship. He was the leader of God's worship team. Nothing came from him. Nothing came from him. He was meant to reflect it. And the moment he stepped out of that position and exalted himself above others is when he became the great deceiver.
I'm really curious. So first of all, it's really adept of Renee to have picked that out, even though he read the article.
Oh, that's awesome.
Even though that's he hadn't so awesome. Seen the movie. When you watch the movie, I actually want to go back and watch the movie now, having
watch it.
Seen
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because to me, there is no way that Ned is not the devil.
I'm going to look at Ned differently. He looks so nice. Well, now I'm like, well, who is this guy?
Doesn't sin look nice?
Oh, you would think, right?
Sin
like,
always
here it
looks nice.
It
Let's
looks
buddy
easy.
Up. Come on in, friend.
It looks fantastic.
And then this guy's just so nice.
He's agreeable and welcoming.
Let me help you out.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a fun time this week on Implicit Bias. So I'm curious, any closing thoughts from you gentlemen as we start to wrap things up? I mean, ultimately, we need the frat boy who's going to punch Ned Frierson right in the face. 100%. Right? We need the frat boy that is Vivek Ramaswamy who's going to tell the truth when you can't. Well, we need those people.
We need people to stand up. We need people to be Americans. We need people to stand up and speak your mind, right, wrong, otherwise. That's your God-given right. That's Americans' right. We just need people to stand up. Voice your opinion. The silent majority needs to not be so silent. Just get out there. Do it.
Renee?
Go Stars.
Renee is in here watching the hockey game. I was about to say, Renee, you like, I'm actually wondering if you're okay, because you're normally like all in on this stuff.
Me, my son and I are big Dallas Stars fans, and they're in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and this is the second round. And if they win tonight, they go to the third round. So I'm ready. And they're winning right now. So
just like Ned, the devil's going to tell you, you only want what's fair. The Bible doesn't promise us fair. You know why? Fair doesn't exist. What's fair to you isn't fair to someone else. So take the time, go out, love one another, and be the person that makes a change. Don't be the silent majority. Just make a change.
I think that's the big thing. And don't worry about being right. Don't worry. You're going to make mistakes. Mistakes are going to happen. But if all we ever do is sit back, much to what I said in the opening monologue, which is if all we do is sit back and be nice and we don't say anything and we hope that it's going to go away, it's not going to go away. We have to have the tough conversations. We have to voice our opinions in a way that might make other people unhappy. And I'm convinced that that's the big problem, is that we're so worried about making other people unhappy that we forget the good of everyone. So we hope that you wish the good of other for the sake of other. The true definition of love. We love you. We hope you love everybody else in your life. We hope you're going to grab a weekly whiskey. We hope you head down to Mr. Lester's. We hope you head to Implicit Birthday on July 12th. We hope that you don't ever miss another episode of Implicit Bias. Have a great week.
Investments need protection. One of the best protections you can provide your vehicle is a ceramic coat on the paint. But who can afford that? You can. Jude Pelche at Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating can provide you with big city quality at a small town price. Jude is meticulous about making sure your car maintains its brand new appearance, using the highest quality ceramic coating with handcrafted application. Pelche's Auto Detail and Ceramic Coating can deliver a one-of-a-kind, long-lasting look. Call Pelche's Auto Detailing and Ceramic Coating at 337-962-2849. That's Pelche's Auto Detailing, 337-962-2849.
The official coffee of Implicit Bias. Available at La Creperie on Collie Saloon, at the Rustic Renegade, Automotive Gear on Judson Walsh and Opelousas, and the Chill House, the dessert destination in Maurice. Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias.
This is Moon Griffon for Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress. You know, my buddy Louis Pizzolatto at Coin and Treasure is a truly great American businessman. If you're a coin collector, silver or gold bullion collector, Louis at Coin and Treasure will have something for you. Louis has over 40 years of experience in the coin business. Visit them at 2472 West Congress. Call them at 232-2573 or visit online at coinandtreasure.com. This is Moon Griffon. You can trust Coin and Treasure.
Dupree Carrier Godshaw provides insurance locally as well as nationwide. A full-service agency, Dupree Carrier Godshaw can take care of all of your needs, from personal auto, home, or business, group health, life, or investment products. Dupree Carrier Godshaw is a growing business and is currently hiring. Email resumes to charlesl@dcgagency.com. For all of your insurance needs, call Dupree Carrier Godshaw at 337-948-8186 or visit dcgagency.com.
Hey there, Louisiana. It's time to unlock your inner confidence and shine like never before. Visit Eon of Louisiana Body Contouring. Imagine sculpting your dream body with the latest, most advanced techniques. Kiss those stubborn inches goodbye. Eon's team of experts will make those curves pop and those problem areas disappear. Our treatments have no downtime and can be completed on your lunch break. Let your beauty and your confidence shine. Book your consultation now at eonoflouisiana.com. That's eonoflouisiana.com.
Results may vary. Consultation required.
Shop at Nunu's, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. Nunu's is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family run and family oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer every time. Nunu's, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
This program has been paid for by Pipe Dream Entertainment.